Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jason Tebb, CEO of On The Market. Jason, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure. Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, and for people not familiar, OTMP is ticker, of course. A lot of people have been saying, when's the new guy coming on? Jason, the new guy, when is he coming on? I've said, you know, apparently he wants to start off, you know, get some initiatives out of the way, get a bit of, you know, get his feet under the desk first, but he's coming on. But just glad you come on and explain your vision for On The Market. But before we start into that, there's always some people listening who may not be familiar with On The Market. So can you explain what On The Market is, please, Jason?
Of course I can. So onthemarket.com is a property marketplace, which is sometimes referred to as a property portal. And that's where estate agents, letting agents and house builders advertise their available properties across the country. And then we introduce them to consumers who visit the site to search for those properties of interest and engage directly with those advertisers.
Yeah. Okay. So first 100 days pretty much in the office there. So can you give us a brief background on yourself there and what attracted you to the role here?
Of course. So I've been in the property sector for just over 2 decades. The vast majority of that time has been as an estate agent, working at some of the biggest brands in the UK. And then later on in my career, working in property finance, funding and development. And I suppose that gives me an experience from a customer perspective in terms of being an ex-estate agent and an ex-house builder, effectively. And I'm old enough to remember working as an agent when people still went into all of the offices up and down the high street on a Saturday, mm-hmm. and have seen probably at first hand the growth of property technology, prop tech as it's known, and how that can benefit both consumers and agents. And I also saw the On The Market business launch and scale from a very different perspective, as I was one of their customers at the time. And I think that gives me an insight into what they really think and feel about the business. So I suppose when I was approached about the role, I saw the huge potential and the opportunity to differentiate the brand from others in the space. And the more I talked to the senior management team, the more encouraged I was about the current position, but more importantly, where it could develop in the future. So I suppose simple answer, Justin, is I see huge potential for growth, and that's why I took the role.
Yeah. What, in fact, tell us, what are the, you know, what, you, since you got in there, some of the positives you've found since joining?
Well, I've been hugely encouraged by what I've seen, and the business has got some really strong foundations. We're averaging at over 25 million consumer visitors to the site every single month. We're in a strong cash position, stronger than at this time last year, and that's despite, you know, the unprecedented economic and health-related headwinds that COVID presented. And we've got increasing revenue. At the time of our last trading update, we're expecting revenues to be around 23 million. That's up from 18.8 in the year before. But we were still offering discounts during that time through the COVID pandemic to our agents. So, you know, you combine that with the fact that average leads are up year on year, and we've got an experienced management team, and consumer awareness is up 10% year on year. I think that there's some real positives, and the business is in a really stable place and then perfectly positioned, therefore, for growth and development into the next stage.
Yeah, well, do you know what? A couple of people asked me, you know, said, what's happening with the share price? It's grinding a bit lower. And I said, well, you can't do much about the share price. You know, all you can do is look at the business. And the last set of figures we had, you were growing very well, like I said, despite COVID, and even, you know, Rightmove didn't grow last year. And so against that backdrop, you're growing. So what, you know, are the key advantages now to continuing that growth, to be successful in a sort of busy marketplace? I've heard people mentioning, you know, other sort of sites like Booming or Propositions, and obviously Rightmove's out there, Zoopla. So, you know, what do you need to do to continue that growth and continue to be successful there, Jason?
Sure. So I think every business and any business in this space and others should always be looking up sideways and down and learning from competitors, new and old. There's always going to be new entrants to any market, and we actually welcome that competition because I think that more competition benefits agents and house builders. So we welcome that, and we always look very closely at those competitors when they come along. I think if you look at the key advantages of on the market, we now have a core fundamental aspect of our business, which is the property listing part of the business that is both stable and self-sufficient and is growing organically. And that really gives us a fantastic platform to now look at other areas. I think also one of the advantages is that we have a very loyal customer base. As you know, we're 65% agent owned, and therefore our aims and objectives are aligned perfectly. And that gives an advantage in terms of where we develop our product and offering and our future development, as it's always going to be focused on our estate agent and house builder customers as well as our consumers. And we've got the opportunity now to develop our own elements of differentiation to provide those services throughout the entire property life cycle, not just at the point of transaction. So I think they're the main advantages.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you've been sort of, getting in touch with lots of agents, asking for their feedback and consumers, and you're putting the agents and consumers first. And so does that shape the future? And what does the sort of future look like on the market?
Well, you're right, Justin. I carried out some virtual town halls since joining the business to engage with agents, with house builders, but also with our consumers. If I'm frank, I was expecting a few agents to turn up, but I've literally spoken to hundreds and hundreds of agents on these calls now. And I've been really impressed by their support, their views. They've got very strong views about the future of the business, their ideas, their suggestions. So I suppose having a business where our customers are so supportive and want us to grow has been really great for me. And that really has helped to shape my vision for the future of the business in the medium and long term.
Yeah. And can you, before we go into three reasons, I mean, you recently, the last bit of news you announced was the acquisition of Glanville Techlet. Can you explain to people what's that about and why it will help the business, Jason?
Well, I think what the Glanville Techlet deal provides is the first step towards my future vision for the business. And I believe that the future of On the Market is more than just a property portal, more than just a property platform. And we are going to be developing our product and service offering to benefit and drive engagement with agents, house builders, but most importantly, to the consumer, and aim to deliver best-in-class products and platforms across that entire property journey, not just a point of transaction. And we're focusing really in the medium to long term in four key areas. The first one is the portal, which of course otm.com, everything will be centered around, and we're going to be carrying out a bit of a brand refresh and repositioning using the consumer research and the estate agent research, asking what they need and want from us and developing our brand accordingly. The second one, as you rightly mentioned, Justin, is the Glanville option, and that's around our software proposition. And so obviously, subject to due diligence, when we complete on that acquisition, we will have the benefit of a software house whose sole purpose is to develop products and functionality for estate agents, house builders, and therefore our consumers too, which I think is a fantastic step forward in terms of the way we will be developing our business in the future. And I think also we're looking at data and market intelligence, how we can incorporate data and more market intel to the benefit of our agents. And we're currently working on some commercial partnerships with a large data provider to provide that information to agents and consumers, which is what both of those parties are telling us that they want and they need. And if you look at government legislation, you look at the MHCLG white paper that's been on the table for about a year, there's a movement towards an increased level of transparency in the transaction process. And I think using the tools that we have and the tools that we'll be building, we can help facilitate that to benefit agents and consumers. And I suppose the last thing really is on communications. And there's no doubt about it, the COVID pandemic has changed the way people perceive virtual communications versus face-to-face communications. And indeed, some consumers are now telling me that they would prefer virtual first viewing rather than physical first viewing. And I have to tread a fine line because I want to increase engagement opportunities between agents, house builders and consumers rather than reduce them. So I'm looking very carefully at how we can use communications and marketing tools to increase those levels of engagement between those parties.
Excellent stuff. Okay, Jason, every day on the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies. To get in that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button and add you to their watch list. So if you could, in summary, maybe three bullet points as to why someone should hit that follow button and add On the Market to their watch list, please.
Sure. So I'd certainly urge people to hit that follow button because we have strong growth in both the key metrics that I mentioned earlier and in our financial position. Not only are we seeing growing consumer awareness and visitor numbers, but we're in a better cash position year on year. And have increasing revenues, which means we can now invest in people and products, but all within a framework of prudent cost management. The second thing is I think we've started an exciting new phase of our growth. We've got a really ambitious roadmap. I'm massively passionate about that roadmap and believe in it. And I think we can see On the Market become more than just a property portal with a suite of new products and services, many of which will be revenue generating. We'll combine to grow income from existing customer base, as well as help onboard new agents to the platform, but also being committed to sustainably fair pricing for our customers, which is our agents and house builders. And I think the third thing is we have a different proposition. We have a differentiated proposition offering from other businesses in this vertical. We focus on new and exclusive properties that are either listed 24 hours or more before Rightmove or Zoopla, or indeed aren't available on any other property search sites at all. And we're now developing even further those areas of differentiation to give serious property seekers an advantage in their property search.
Marvellous stuff. Jason, it's good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
And to you. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.